This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only Holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For Lord, you are our avenger, the bread of life and the cloud of glory. You are the God who delivers us from sin. You're enthroned above the heavens. You are fearless and gorgeous, and you are the Holy Spirit. Your ways are incomparable to anyone else or anything else. You are the Lord of Jerusalem, the keeper of our souls, the love of our lives. You are the maker of heaven and earth, and you are near to us right now. You made the greatest offering ever made. And Lord, you are powerful, and the Lord who quiets us with your love. Thank you, Lord, for being the resurrection and the life, the Son of God, the Son of Man, and the truth. You are ubiquitously ours, and the victory in Jesus. Lord, you are the true witness, wonderful in your ways, extraordinary, for you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You do not change. You are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, O King. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before you today and be mindful of your ways. For you are the gracious God that you hold our futures in your hand. You hold the whole world's future in your hand, and we know that all good things come to those who love you, Lord. So we rest in that, and we thank you for that, and we look forward to what you are going to do, not what man is going to do. And so, Lord, help us to be guided today by your truth and your life and your way. We praise you and thank you for this day in the holy name of our resurrected Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And today we are going to hear Psalm 122, read by our friend Nova Pleeman. The Word of God, Psalm 122.
Hello, my name is Nova Pleeman, and I'm a fifth grade math teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you so much, Nova, for reading Psalm 122 for us today. Let us pray this psalm. Oh, this is a special prayer for Israel. To the Lord of Jerusalem, as so many have moved on from thinking about and praying for this horrendous war between Israel and her enemies, we want to pray today for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. We ask for peace for the families of the victims of atrocities, and implore you to bring home the hostages that are still being held against their will. Lord, we speak Jesus over the violent enemies of Israel. For if they knew Jesus, They would never do such horrible things. We ask for security within Israel so that the people may return to their homes and return to some sense of normalcy. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem as you have charged us in this psalm. Lord, please help the people of Gaza as they too have lost so much. There is nothing good about war. We pray for a supernatural solution that only you can provide. For the sake of your house and your holy name, we seek the good of the entire Holy Land. We pray in the resurrected name of our King Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and in prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators now. Our devotional for today is written by Don Clark. Don Clark is a faithful member of Christian Educators and a leader for us in the Houston area. He is a retired special education teacher who spent over 30 years in the same school. He calls this devotional Battling Discouragement. The scripture that Don chose is Joshua 1 verse 9. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. Discouragement, murmuring, gossip, condemnation, and judgment love to inhabit and haunt the hearts and minds of educators. We may feel like we are being spiritually suffocated by the increased burden of responsibility, seemingly irrational decisions being made by those above us in authority, or the general atmosphere of godlessness where we are at work. We may serve severely troubled students or groups of students who are determined to steal our joy and discourage us. Many educators are in the midst of these battles right now. But today, the Lord wants to remind you that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that was Ephesians 6, 12 through 17. God is telling us to get spiritually dressed when we go to work. There is a battle going on, and without allowing Him to lead, we are going to lose. Lord, help us to take a stand against discouragement. Dress and prepare us for this spiritual battle in our professional lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And that, my friends, was our daily devotional for today from Christian Educators called Battling Discouragement, written by our friend Don Clark. You can have these emailed to yourself so that you can share them with others. You can find them on our website at www.christianeducators.org, or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 days. Friends, we're going to pray one more time today, and we're going to pray together at 1:16 p.m. across the time zones. We pray today that the local churches will pray for our schools and serve our schools. Now, there are many who do that and are doing it well, but there are far too many that don't even think in those terms. And so may that be our prayer today as we pause and pray at 1:16 p.m. And why that crazy time? Yes, you know, Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." And now, dear friends, I just want to tell you, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. It is my gift to bless you with our blessing for the school year from Psalm 23. And I have been reading it to you in a different translation each school day. Today's version is the New Life Version, the NLV. The Lord is my shepherd. I will have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He makes me strong again. He leads me in the way of living right with himself, which brings honor to his name. Yes, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid of anything, because you are with me. You have a walking stick with which to guide and one with which to help. These comfort me. You are making a table of food ready for me in front of those who hate me. You have poured oil on my head. I have everything I need. For sure, you will give me goodness and loving kindness all the days of my life. Then I will live with you in your house forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.